I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You know, we were talking about blue bloods and college football. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Zach Gelb, in for Andrew Perloff today. And Andy Staples, our pal from On3, had identified the college football blue bloods, Zach, you know, Bama, Georgia, LSU, Michigan, goes on and on. I think about sometimes the blue bloods of the NFL. And some of the teams that we consider maybe put an elevated status on them, regardless of how much they've won lately, kind of like a blue blood of the NFL, the traditional teams in the NFL. And I think it starts with the Green Bay Packers.
Yep.
And the second is either whoever you want to pick, either the Steelers or the Cowboys.
I think those are the only three blue bloods in the NFL.
And I ask you, who's actually living up to that name anymore in the NFL? I mean, the Packers, who haven't won a Super Bowl in since 2011, so it's been a while, but at least, like, they are, you know, competitive, and it seems like they have a plan, and I could argue that it's been disappointing a bit in the playoffs, no doubt, but now they have Jordan Love, and it feels like it's breathed new life into this era. You know, the Cowboys, to me, are America's team in name only anymore. And Jerry Jones still being desperate and so desperate for headlines that it comes at the expense of harmony in your football team is like the most selfish move you can possibly pull. And now I wonder more and more about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I said, you don't know me.
And do they really deserve to have this elevated status? Because this is a team that, yes, is consistently in the playoff mix, but hasn't won a playoff game in 8 years. Is that befitting and becoming of a team that has, you know, the amount of championships that they do? And the floundering at quarterback to the point where they were kind of waiting out Aaron Rodgers, and now it's going to be more of the Rodgers show. There's more to it. Cam Hayward now, one of their amazing veterans, 36 years old, is now threatening to possibly hold out. Here's Cam.
Looking for my contract to be addressed, you know, honestly looking to be valued. In my eyes, when I look around and, you know, at my position, I think I'm like, what, 22nd as a D-tech on 36 as a D-lineman.
Yeah, well, you're 36. I understand it. There's more from Cam.
You know, I understand I signed a contract last year. To be completely honest with you, when I signed that, I told him, you know, when I have an all-pro year, expect me to come back. And you can look at the contract and see what it was. But, you know, I think everybody kind of giggled a little bit. But in my heads, I used it as motivation to go out there and prove it.
Okay, so this is Cam Hayward, who, you know, ironically had called out Aaron Rodgers for being too me first when he was deciding, like, hey, we're not going to recruit you to come to the Steelers. You either want to be here or you don't. Well, now I ask Cam Hayward, does he want to be here? Does he not? Because we're less than a month away from the season. Your team is clearly going for it with Rodgers. It's a go-for-it move. This is not, you don't bring in Rodgers to win 8 games or 9 games. You bring Rodgers in to win playoff games. That's the hope. That's the pie-in-the-sky hope. And it just feels more and more like the Steelers are just like everyone else. They don't deserve that blue blood status of the NFL anymore.
So I would say the Niners are blue blood too, just to throwing them in there. But to get to your point with the Steelers, they get the benefit of the doubt. And I think evaluating Mike Tomlin may be the toughest thing to do in sports because you could do a lot worse, obviously, than Mike Tomlin. And I don't know how much better you can do. But like you said, we're talking about the Pittsburgh frickin' Steelers. All right? This is not the, no offense to the Arizona Cardinals. This is not the Arizona Cardinals, right? This is the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is an organization synonymous with Super Bowls. They're tied for the most Super Bowls by a team in NFL history. And to not win a playoff game since the 2016 season, the coach is not doing his job. Now, I understand the coach has not had a quarterback in a while, and they're consistently in the playoffs, and he's never been below 500. If you were in Arizona, acceptable. You're in Pittsburgh. So in the next 2 years, I know he's under contract for three more seasons, but in the next 2 years, if he can't find the franchise quarterback or win a playoff game, Mike Tomlin can get fired. Like, I know it's been Knoll and Cowher and Tomlin, but this idea that Tomlin can't get fired when Belichick was fired in New England and Andy Reid was fired in Philadelphia, to me, it's nonsense. It's hogwash that this guy can't get fired.
Well, the other part, too, is Tomlin, we know, enjoys, like, a lot of say over the roster. You know, especially number one is coaching staff. So, of course, like your head coach should be able to hire their own coaches. I hate when front office or ownership meddles and stuff like that. Your coach should hire their coaches. Would not fire Matt Canada, right? Their offensive coordinator, even though the ship was felt like it was sinking because he didn't want it to seem like he was pushing the blame off to someone else to the point where the owner had to get involved because the owner's the one who put out the statement after Canada was fired, basically saying this was my decision. And but he does have this, like, you know, say over personnel. And so for them not having a quarterback and to kind of be, listen, like waiting around for Aaron Rodgers, I think it definitely reflects on them. Now, will it work? Now, that's a different story. It's possible this could work, but, you know, they are actually kind of, I don't say relying on 36-year-old Cam Hayward, but he was definitely going to be a big piece of the puzzle. And now, like, if Tomlin is this great player's coach, you got to get your house in order here. You can't have a guy who is, I guess, threatened a year ago, hey, if I'm having all pro season, I want you to rip my contract up. And then he makes good on it. As much as I clown Cam Ward because of he looks like a hypocrite because he called out Rodgers, this is a Tomlin issue, right? Don't you have to end Omar Khan, I guess, but this is a Tomlin issue. You got to understand what's going on in your locker room.
And here's the fascinating part. And I don't think Cam Hayward is a drama guy, but this is a drama situation.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of drama in Pittsburgh, but Tomlin actually, to his credit, does a good job in the – we don't usually see the drama. We don't usually –
we do not care.
Like when
we kind of knew George Pickens was a headache.
Okay, but that never really got to like an explosive level. You look at Antonio Brown. People killed the Steelers when they traded Antonio Brown. You didn't get enough back. And then a month in with the Raiders, people are like, oh, it's amazing how Tomlin kept all these things in-house. So when I look at the Steelers this year, if they don't win a playoff game, this is an absolute failure of a season because they're going all in, but they're going all in with these players that should be in a retirement home for crying out loud. You know, these guys have the AARP cards. So can the Steelers win a playoff game this year? That's the big question. And I don't, if you said to me, Zach, put your 401k on the line or the Steelers win a playoff game, I'm saying no. And that shows you how much the standard has fallen with the Steelers.
Yeah. And, you know, I wonder when you look back over some of, like, yes, Tomlin did a good job of keeping some of the biggest characters, head cases, whatever you want to say, maybe in check. But they also, like, you know, Le'Veon Bell sat out a whole year. Antonio Brown missed a game. Remember, he wouldn't show up for the
game.
Call
me Mr. Big Chest.
We kind of knew that things were falling apart there. You know, holding on to Big Ben for too long, not understanding that they needed to move on. And then when you finally do move on and you do want to take a flyer on a first-round quarterback, it's literally the guy in the building? I don't know. Are you blinded? Because Kenny Pickett obviously went to Pitt. Like, are you blinded a little bit by just having a guy who was in your backyard?
Did they I know this is going to sound weird. Did they really take Kenny Pickett? Like, he fell to them in the draft. When I'm thinking of drafting a franchise quarterback, and that this has been their problem, they're not bad enough to be picking in the top 10. I think they just kind of looked at it and they're like, all right, we like Kenny Pickett. We're not going to be aggressive and move up to get him. If they really loved him, they would have done that. He fell to us, so we'll just take him.
Okay.
It doesn't seem as they ever identified, okay, we're going to draft our franchise quarterback or make a franchise quarterback move since Big Ben retired.
So this is where I started the conversation asking about NFL blue bloods because we've been talking about college football blue bloods throughout the show. And I said, what's the one kind of the first team you think of when you think of blue blood? Green Bay Packers, right? They're not picking quarterbacks in the top five.
No.
In the top 10.
They make it work.
somehow they've found a way to identify talent and bring them along in a way that probably is frustrating or maddening sometimes for fans, but they get it. It's an ethos. It's a philosophy, and it's working. And if Jordan Love is in the MVP conversation this year, or if the Packers actually are a playoff team, they all look like geniuses. And by the way, it's been different guys. I mean, it's like a similar philosophy, mm-hmm. but it's been different coaches. It's been different front office. Obviously, there's no owner. But like, if you're going to be considered that blue blood status of an NFL team, I can't just say, well, the Steelers, yes, they've had a lot of trouble moving on from Big Ben. A lot of teams do. But you know what? The other team that you get compared to most often, which is the Green Bay Packers, have found a way to get to find multiple franchise quarterbacks picking in the 20s.
And it also is a credit to the Packers, and it shows how much of an anomaly they are. Like, sure, you had Montana to Young with the 49ers. You've had Favre to Rodgers. But most of these teams, when you look at the Miami Dolphins, for example, they're still trying to find the answer to Dan Marino. The Buffalo Bills for years are trying to find the answer to Jim Kelly. Now you have it in Josh Allen, but even though Josh Allen, I think, is a better quarterback than Jim Kelly, it's, uh-oh, here we go again.
Go Bills.
Is this going to be a guy that doesn't win a ring? It is, earth-shattering take of the day. It's extremely tough to find that quarterback, and that's why I just marvel at what the Packers have been able to do.
I know, but I always put the Steelers on that same footing, and I don't think I can anymore, because you're right. The New Orleans Saints looking for their guy after Drew Brees. You know, obviously Derek Carr didn't work out the way they wanted. Manny's Giants looking for the guy after Eli.
You got him, Jackson Dart.
Maybe this is it.
A couple of Ole Miss guys, you know what I mean?
Maybe this is it.
God, please.
It's not easy.
Honestly, I hope the Giants find their quarterback. Just so I don't have to see Manny just doing the woe is me and just complaining kind
He's
of stuff.
Fine.
Football stinks.
He's okay. 888-710-4ISN.
I'd rather see a happy Manny is what I'm saying than a miserable Manny.
710-4476. We all would.
I'm always miserable, bro.
Yeah, I know.
You need a hug. I'll give you one during the break, a big bear hug.
Do you still consider the Steelers a blue blood NFL team, or are they just like everybody else? Meanwhile, the college blue blood conversation has got people big, big mad. This is Andy Staples, who came up with a formula, or tried to identify who are the college football blue blood. So he said you have to be top 15 winning percentage, minimum 750 games. You also have to had finished at top of a poll in either any of the poll eras or the BCS/college football playoff era. So he came up with 12 different teams in college football that this would apply to: Alabama, FSU, Georgia, LSU, Michigan, Oklahoma, Miami, Notre Dame, Tennessee, Ohio State, Texas, and USC. Most notably, Nebraska and Penn State left off of this blue blood conversation. EJ, what stands out the most to you?
I was pleasantly surprised that Oregon was out of this conversation completely, because I think people like to put them in that blue blood conversation, but with no titles and them being kind of a product of Nike, it just feels weird. Maybe we're 20 years away from that. I feel like blue blood status is reserved for places where the coach isn't the only thing that makes them a blue blood, right? Like, I think that's why Alabama deserves to be there, right? Because it's not just Bear, it's Nick Saban and everything else. It's not Notre Dame, it's not just Newt Rockne or Lou Holtz. It's everything that goes in it. Miami won with, you know, literally three or four different coaches, right? Like, with Penn State, I think the problem is, if you're really going to run to when were they blue bloods, it's one guy.
Joe Pa, yeah.
Right. And to be honest, Florida State's on that list, but I also question Florida State. I'd put Florida over them, because at least Florida won with Spurrier and Urban Meyer.
Right.
With Florida State, again, one guy, Bobby Bowden. I think if you have if you're a one guy.
Jimbo Fisher won a national championship.
Yeah, that's a one off. It's a little different to me.
Do you consider LSU? So they've had three coaches win national championships since 2000.
Yeah, go Tigers.
I'll be honest. I don't have LSU as a blue blood. I think that they're a powerful school that has a lot of money, but did not much happen for them pre 2000. Like, this is a very new situation for LSU.
Like, I don't consider Florida State a blue blood anymore. I wouldn't throw LSU in there. I wouldn't even throw Georgia in there. Like, Georgia's right now is the standard, but a blue blood?
Yeah, To be honest, I did not have LSU and Georgia on my blue bloods, on the very good. But I wonder if you can actually distill this down. There's four no-doubters to me: Bama, Michigan, Notre Dame, and Ohio State. Then I think after that, you're Texas, USC, however you want to break that down, and I guess Oklahoma. But I'm going to be honest with you. It feels weird not to have Nebraska on here, because to me, it's one of these things. Can you tell the history of college football without Nebraska? You cannot.
So, okay. And that's the lens of you. And let me be a a full disclaimer.
That's fine.
Here. I love Nebraska right now in the year of 2025.
We know your Temple connection to Matt Rhule.
Go Matt Rhule, go Dylan Raiola. But for most of my lifetime,
yeah, it wasn't there.
Nebraska's been irrelevant. Now, their fans are great. I've been to games in Nebraska. The Runzas are unbelievable. It's a great food item. That's not me going to the bathroom, by the way, Manny. But in the last 20 years, what has Nebraska done?
Okay, but see, that's the thing about Blue Bloods. I think that once you achieve that status, I think it's no longer about anything that you've done lately. And maybe that's me. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
It's an iconic brand, but that brand right now, what meaning does it have to someone that, let's say, is 22 years old right now?
Okay. I think that's a good question, because to me, that's how I think about it. It's like if I told a high schooler, hey, what do you think about going to play football in Nebraska? And if they say, what's that? You're not a blue blood. Like, to me, that's why I think Miami and USC stay. Because I think those schools still matter, because they will point to, oh, Reggie Bush. Oh, like, there are guys who are recent Hall of Famers, guys who are recent stars that played there.
Yeah.
With Nebraska, I think the Dominican Sue's not enough. Like, I think if you tell an 18-year-old, hey, man, you're going to get offered by Nebraska tomorrow, I think they'd be like, cool?
Okay. Well, but here's the thing, though, right? Like, I don't remember a time in this country when horse racing was the biggest sport, or boxing was the biggest sport. But I know it existed. I know who those people are. I know who was involved, because even if I didn't witness it with my own eyes, I get that it was a thing that happened.
Legacy doesn't mean nothing.
That's kind of how I feel about Blue Bloods, right? Like, I can go to the College Football Hall of Fame, and I'm looking at old Michigan teams. And before Michigan won 2 years ago, I could understand that Michigan was a huge deal and why they deserve to be there. I guess that's my, like, Notre Dame was, you know, not winning national titles, We all know that what kind of status they have.
I actually wish I asked Andy this. Like, why not just do 5 teams? 12 teams to me.
Well, because he did a criteria.
That's the formula and all that stuff. That's too much. 12-team, blue, that's like we're just giving out participation trophies. 5 teams, Bama, Michigan, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Texas. To me, those are the five brands in college football that I would say are the biggest blue bloods. That would just be me.
Or maybe they could be an inner circle blue blood. Like, maybe that's the inner circle blue blood, and then you have the other teams where I think you consider them iconic, and you would say they're blue blood light, but maybe they're not as iconic.
It would
kind of
be
teams.
Like, I think it was Coach Prime who said this, there should be an elite part of the Hall of Fame fraternity or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
Inner Circle Hall of Famers.
Like, exactly. even in VIP, and I know Maggie could relate to this because she's in VIP
I'm a red
circles
carpet
a lot.
Kind of person. Yeah.
But there's VIP, and then there's VIP VIP.
Sure.
And here,
there's
this
the
is
all access wristband.
This is a VIP list, but then I need a private room in the VIP list. On this. There's just too many teams.
Not to be confused with the champagne room, which you can just pay.
And you know the one that I think is being lost, that I think kind of snuck in there, and I think ironically because some people are scared of their fans, but also I think because we kind of forget about them. I think Tennessee snuck in there in the back, like, oh, thanks, Andy. Bye-bye. I'm like, wait a minute. Hold on.
Up against the wall.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. What have you guys done in a long time? And in terms of championships, like, 98?
Yeah. Omaha! You know what's funny? Did you know that Tennessee has a quarterback competition going on right now?
Oh, yeah.
Nico Iamalava?
No, he's gone.
UCLA.
He's gone. And they brought the guy from UCLA, but he was from Appalachian State. I just assumed he was getting the job. He's deadlocked in a quarterback battle.
It's a big year for Josh Heupel, I think, is a really good coach. And when I say a big year, I'm not saying that, like, he's on the hot seat, because I don't believe that.
Yeah.
But I look at Tennessee. We're going to really see how good of a coach Heupel is. Because now you don't have Nico Iamalava, and there's a lot of question marks at that quarterback position, and you lost a lot last year, including Dylan Sampson. I'm just really curious. Like, if Tennessee this year has 9 wins, I would be praising Josh Heupel out of the wazoo this year.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. A little conversation there about Blue Bloods, both in the NFL and in college. Do you consider the Steelers, do they still have this elevated status of NFL Blue Blood?
No.
And then for college, who do you consider the Blue Bloods of college football? Okay, quickly, we will get more into what's going on with Alabama, their quarterback situation, and check in with Deion Sanders. It's Maggie and Perloff Show. Zach Gelb is in.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too.
At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
For Perloff. Welcome back. The Defensive Player of the Week is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Easiest one all year.
You're fully confident that 100%. You guessed
DJs? Yep. An incredibly pregnant pause after that.
The winner of this week's Defensive Player of the Week is going to be none other than Asia Wilson of the Las Vegas Aces, who turned in a 20-rebound game against Connecticut.
Yeah, but what if those were offensive rebounds?
They weren't. EJ, I think the Defensive Player of the Week is Asia Wilson. Zach, you want to give a guess and come in second place?
Sometimes you'd rather be lucky than good. And you could get lucky when you go up against Kyler Murray, who gifted Jaden Hicks an interception in the preseason.
Yeah, by the way, it clearly slipped out of his hands. Like, I saw people like, this is a cause for concern for Kyler Murray. I'm like, the ball slipped.
Fall for the Dove climb and rage bait. That's what you, that, because he's the one who posted that, right? Worst interception of all time.
Well, he said worst interception, right? No, Dove put that on.
Heartbreaking.
He's like an aggregator.
Loser.
He's an aggregator.
It's not even him anymore. He sold his account.
It's like a conglomerate.
I love it now. It's now become rage bait.
No, but Kyler Murray, clearly the ball slipped out of his hands.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, but Kyler Murray also has been very disappointing. So he kind of deserves that.
Okay.
That criticism when he has an interception like that.
It was a duck of a ball.
Should have played baseball, bro.
Anyway, okay. Who won it?
Okay, so Maggie, I wish I could say that your guarantee would be true, but it felt much like a 1990s Patrick Ewing guarantee where it did not.
Oh, boy. Oh,
any of you guys ever umpire when you were younger?
Uh-oh.
That ball is deep, pro far, at the wall!
That's right. Because I got some heat for not giving the Braves their respect in the past. I've changed my ways, and Jerickson Profar is the defensive player of the week on Saturday in game one of Saturday's doubleheader against the Marlins. He made a spectacular, perhaps, catch of the year at the wall, robbing Agustin Ramirez
muy bien.
Of a solo home run. Incredible catch, great play, and I didn't want to hear any more like Braves slander or at least Braves bias that I have. So I'm giving Profar his respect. He wins Defensive Player of the Week this week.
Asia Wilson got hosed. Okay, let's go to the phones.
He had 7 offensive rebounds, Maggie.
All right, but she had 20 total rebounds. That's 13 defensive rebounds. Pretty good. Big Friendly on the line from California wants to make sure we're not sleeping on Jimmy G as a potential backup or the backup for Matthew Stafford. Good morning, Big Friendly.
Good morning, Magsie Malone, EJ the EP, Zackety Doodah, 411. Last in roll call, but first on everybody's mind. Manny popping bands. Let me hold something, baby. Good morning. And
good
thank
morning.
You for taking my call.
I love this guy.
What do you got for us, Friendly?
All right, real quick. Let me touch on the Shador Sanders before I do lawyering for the Rams and we come to the table. Shador Sanders is the best quarterback on the Browns roster. The reason why they hosed him in the draft had nothing to do with the interview. If we remember Dez Bryant, someone asked if his mom was a prostitute. Don't look in the interviews. They're hating on Sanders. Now, let's not stand on ceremony. Let's move forward. Maggie Malone, when I come to your table, I come with respect and I come with facts. Ask 411. Jimmy G has played in 2 NFC championships. He's lost one to the Rams. He's played in the Super Bowl. If you ask me, EJ, that's just if you ask me, he had a great team in Frisco. The coach is the problem. Why are we acting like Jimmy G doesn't have as good or not better team with the Rams like he had in Frisco? Maggie, talk about it.
Yeah. No, you're right. I mean, except for the fact that your number two receiver wanted him banished from the NFL, Davante Adams, and they were playing together in Las Vegas. I mean, I kid, but Friendly, it's not about Jimmy G necessarily. It's about him staying healthy. Guy can't stay healthy anymore.
I love Big Friendly. And let me just preface it by saying,
you are Zackety Doodah now forever.
What he just did with those introductions, it was like Bruce Springsteen introducing the E Street Band. It was right on par with that. I can't stand Jimmy G. I can't
Friendly,
stand
gonna take that?
Him. This was the first debate I got in with Spike Eskin when he tried to tell me that Jimmy G should replace Tom Brady in New England. And I almost had a heart attack on the spot. And then in San Francisco, they should have won a Super Bowl the first time they played the Chiefs. If he could just complete a pass over Chris Jones's head, and then he also had Emmanuel Sanders wide open and he overthrew him. Like Jimmy, and he's a walking injury. So Stafford's hurt. You're going to go to Jimmy G, who then is probably going to get hurt. And oh, wait, remember when Tom Brady got suspended? Jimmy G got hurt and they had to go to Jacoby Brissett and the Patriots still won. So I don't think Jimmy G is really all that good, and I think he's been overrated for years.
Yeah, Big Friendly, you just walked into
Maggie
a big
Malone,
Patriots fan here with Zach
Gelb. Real quick, before you let me go.
Go ahead.
Before you let me go.
You got it.
I'm not going to take that Zachy Doodah. And the reason why Zach hates him, because Zach's a good-looking man, but then when Jimmy walks in, no one looks at Zach no more.
That's
Zach,
fine
you
with
are
me.
True.
Hey, you said I'm a good-looking man. I can understand when there's another good-looking man. Jimmy G walks into a room, and yeah, there's other good-looking women there. So whoever he doesn't want to take, I'm all good.
But real quick, he's bringing up old stuff. I agree with the injury, but the one thing I would only say that I would take to 411, if you look at all those games, the coaching slowed down at the end. And I'm going to let you guys go because I got to get to work. But I love you guys, and you guys have a great day.
Friendly, you're the best.
He's
appreciate
awesome.
You weighing in. Zackety Doodah. How did we not come up with that?
I don't know.
That's
get
amazing.
Big Friendly on the payroll. We got a big budget for this show, I hear.
Yeah, I don't know who's starting those rumors. But Zackety Doodah.
Can I get some of that big budget
into my account? I was
going to
say, where is it going?
And this will be Bogus' last update of the day.
I mean, it might.
That'd be 411.
Day-to-day
to the,
thing.
You're in the portal.
Boogity doodah, go ahead. Well,
there is a grown man down the hall from us and a 14-year-old daughter in my house who are very excited about this news.
Such a nice color on you.
Yes, I know. It's the color of your eyes, sweetie.
Oh my God.
That's why we match so well.
We're about to do a podcast.
Taylor Swift
write your name.
And Travis Kelce being sweet to most, annoying to Maggie. Tay-Tay will be on the New Heights podcast that premieres tomorrow night, but why?
So I wanted to show you something.
Okay, what do we got?
We got...
a briefcase?
Yep.
Mint green with TS yep. on it?
Yep.
What's in it?
This is my brand new album, The Life of a Showgirl.
TS-12! Yeah.
Wait, was that
and
screaming?
Your name.
Who put the screaming in? Was that Manny?
No, that was Jason Kelce's raw reaction.
Yeah, no drops needed there.
Nope. So you've been going after Taylor Swift, which
I'm not going after anybody.
You're going after.
And
she's been a non-believer from day one.
I just said, please don't have this be one elaborate scam to sell me crypto.
And let me just say, the views of Maggie Gray don't reflect the views of Zach Gelb. I don't want any smoke with the Swifties. But with that being said,
way to be a foxhole guy.
Jason Kelce, I'll go after him. He's a man's man. Like, that's the definition of a man's man.
Mm-hmm.
His beard here, can you hold off on the dye, bro?
Oh.
Like, gray looks probably good. Like, on most men, gray looks good. I'm gray. I don't need to, I don't know if it looks good on me, but I don't need to basically put polish on my cabeza. Whatever Jason Kelce's doing, too much beard dye. Too much.
Maybe he's getting his Just for Men, like, color tone. Correct.
Maybe that's a sponsorship they're trying to sell here.
Listen, if it works for Walt Frazier, work for them.
Yeah, I don't know. Too much beard dye.
For those of you scoring at home.
Look at Bogish's beard.
He looks like a villain. That's how dark his beard is.
Bogish has a great beard.
Hey, thanks.
And it has some gray in it. Mm-hmm. Looks good.
Yeah. It's got some like red in here too.
Don't you love when people point out your gray hairs?
I mean, it happens almost daily at my house. So.
But gray looks good on you.
Zach's the least of my concerns.
Wait, who was the person who called in and thought Bogish was like 60? Not that 60's old, but I'm just saying.
I don't remember.
Someone called in and like,
It wasn't the numbers. That was the oldest person on the show.
No, it's like, I know Bogus is older than me.
38.
And the person who called sounded like they were like in their 60s.
I also definitely come across younger than Perloff, don't I?
1,000%. It's not even close.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and they also think Gordon, they think Damer is like your dad.
More my older brother.
You and Perloff are kind of you like similar era of music though, so I think that's what puts you on par with him.
But I'm 45 years old. I don't care. Perloff won't tell us how old he is.
It's a secret.
Yeah,
he acts like he's 95. Perloff, he would do good in like Gerwin retirement homes.
We can confirm he's not 95.
No. Okay. Is he 45? Is he 55? Nobody knows.
Big secret.
I would say 50.
He just made my stuff look like shoe polish up there, man.
Higher or lower?
Not even guessing. He won't tell me.
You know how
I do not know. Hand to God, I do not know.
You don't have a guess?
Nope.
I'm going to go into the office after the show. I'm going to be like Jack Bauer in 24 and start interrogating Ryan Hurley and see what that age says on the contract. You start giving me answers, Hurley, or I'm cutting off your finger.
Go Birds.
I basically had to do like the biggest deep dive to try to figure out when his birthday was, and he's forbidden me from telling anybody.
Yeah, he's ageless.
Yep.
One last Taylor Swift note, in case you care. This is album number 12. It was announced at 12:12 on the 12th day of August, and I believe we're getting the full reveal track list and release date tomorrow, which is the 13th, because that's her favorite number.
And I'll write your name.
And I'm the problem here. Seriously,
you remain the problem. But again, there's no mention of a pots and pans set, no face creams, no matching robes. So you're probably going to be okay.
I thought they were going to try to sell us on a lifestyle brand.
One thing I'm worried about is no Jack Antonoff producing this album.
Oh God, no.
Yeah, no. Jack Antonoff just did. He's done almost all the Taylor Swift albums, and he just did the last Kendrick album, which was phenomenal. But apparently, she's working with Max Martin. Oh, who hasn't wonderful. Worked with her since Reputation.
Is this kind of like, okay. So they have worked together before.
Yeah, so if you like Reputation, this is probably going to sound more like that than other Taylor
Well, that
stuff.
Was Bad Blood and all those was Reputation, right? Those were great songs. But this is like when a team loses both their offensive and defensive coordinator kind of thing.
Right.
It's like, what are they going to run?
Yeah, no.
I think she'll be fine.
Did Kendrick steal Jack Antonoff? What the hell?
I think Sabrina Carpenter might have.
Oh, maybe. Well, maybe Jack's like, you know what? I need to spread my wings.
Like Eric Bieniemy got out of Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes is still a damn good quarterback. Taylor Swift will be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think
Can you handle the truth?
What's that?
Can you handle the truth?
Is that a lyric?
No, I'm just saying, can you handle the truth? Like if I tell you something, can you handle if it's the truth?
Are you about to tell me some bad news? You're looking at your phone and I don't like where this is going.
According to Google.
Yeah.
Andrew Perloff.
No, don't say it. He will get mad. Don't do it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, don't do
Can
it.
Can you show it to me?
Don't say
well,
it.
I'm not going to say his address. Yeah, yeah. That also comes up on Google.
Yeah, no, don't Google anything.
I would think that would be the top end of my guess.
No. We're not doing it. He's not here to defend himself.
61.
It'd be wrong. I thought you were about to tell me that James Cook just got into a car and left for Georgia
well,
or something.
I got James Cook news actually, for you.
Yeah. What do you got?
Great segment. Go
James Cook is going to practice today.
Oh, yeah.
Now
we've
already had Sean McDermott talk to reporters. He would not say that the hold in is over. They're going day by day, but they have had productive talks recently. He said at the time he expected Cook to practice. He's now practicing.
Hey.
So there you go.
And Maggie's trying his so hard not to.
No, I was just thinking. I was like,
go ahead, do a dance, do a chant, whatever you need. Put your Zubaz on.
Is the prerequisite now for all Bills running backs? You should also be able to kick field goals.
You ever jumped through a table?
That threw me off.
Ray
on
Davis so kicked weird. A field goal in the preseason yeah. game. Why did he do that?
Well, apparently Tyler Bass is injured,
yeah,
but the Bills signed somebody on Friday, and then I see Ray Davis trotting out there for a PAT. I thought I had too many whiskeys.
He's a former Temple Owl. You got to do it all to make it in the league.
Oh, well, yeah.
I that was one thing I did not like from that game.
Finally!
That originally came from Tyler Bass hitting a 60-yarder, beat the Dolphins, and you guys wonder why I have
the
high
Dolphins
blood pressure.
Did you celebrate like that?
It was a tough game.
Yeah!
You own the Dolphins. Be like me celebrating a win up against
finally,
the Jets.
Finally!
He hadn't been able to hit the ocean from the beach. It was more about Bass.
When
I think they're like 3-1 at this point.
I think I was at mile 10.
My best friend's last name is Bass. And when we were getting ready to go on his bachelor party, the Bills were playing the Chiefs in the playoff game where Bass missed the kick.
Thanks for bringing that
up. Yeah, you know, just reminding you. And he was going to order a Tyler Bass jersey if the kick went through, but then it didn't. So
cool story.
Yeah, really. Hey, but you know what? They got a cool stadium coming next year.
Yeah.
Not a running back that can kick field goals. Whoopee.
And now you can't use the wind as the excuse.
And guess what?
There's supposed to be no
wind. Buffalo, New York has the NFL MVP who is married to a superstar, and that's they had J.P. Lossman throwing the pigskin around that city. So good for Buffalo.
J.P. Lossman.
He is among the quarterbacks that I think of when I think of, like, any buster could be drafted in the first round. One of the first things I think of, J.P. Lossman.
Go
that
Bills.
Guy.
Tulane. More than Jamarcus Russell?
No, because Jamarcus Russell was good at LSU. Like, he was, like, a star.
Right.
Like, J.P. Lossman felt like a computer-generated player. It was like, this guy, he's a first-round pick. Him and Kyle Bowler are the two guys. I'm like,
Bowler, though, could, like, throw it 80 yards on his knees.
That's all they needed.
He was like a little Joe Milton, you know? Like, he rocket, just didn't know where the hell the ball's going.
No, the guy who I think of is
E.J. Manuel?
No, thank you. Oh, are you just going down the memory lane here?
Ryan Nassib.
Peterman.
No. The guy who played at the University of Washington who ended up being
Jake Locker.
Oh, in Tennessee.
That's like the Holy Trinity, I think, of like any buster could be a first round pick. Those
it's like,
three
who,
guys.
What do we even remember about
that? Because they're just funny. Jamarcus, there's like a sadness to Jamarcus Russell.
Yes.
Like, these guys are just, like EJ said, they almost are not real people.
Yeah, real sad. He sits on $70 million now.
Well, the whole thing is, you think that you'd even, you know, when you're a bust of a first round pick, what's like, the second best, you become a backup quarterback forever and make $1 million, like Mark Sanchez, you know, or went to AFC Championship games and then just was a backup for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can, Blaine Gabbert, like, you can make a life that's awesome for yourself, even if you were a bust.
I waited to ask you this question with 20 minutes left in the show and the last day that I'm sitting here, so I'm probably going to outwear my welcome. What's the most painful Bills loss of your life?
Back to Bogish. Back to bring, back to burn the whole place to the ground.
I heard that her favorite team lost to my favorite team in the Super Bowl. What happened there?
Well, you weren't alive.
That's right.
And that
that's
was
why
that's,
I only heard of it.
Honestly, that's not even like it is top five. It's top
one. It's top three, two.
As a tear rolls down her cheek.
Maggie's gonna give you a middle finger in a second.
If we weren't on the live stream, it would have already happened.
Maggie's stutter right there sounded like the chopper pilot.
Yeah. It wasn't that bad.
Are you still married? It's complicated.
Hey.
I've never wanted an update more than that chopper pilot and what's going on with this guy's marriage. Yes, Zach, all of them.
What's your favorite child? Same question.
Thurman losing his helmet?
Yes, it's true. I know. It's hard to believe.
They lost four Super Bowls?
In a row?
I hate you guys.
And then they gave him an arrowhead?
Yeah.
I hate you guys.
Go jump through a table, all right? That's what she's basically telling us right now.
Light yourselves on fire first. How about that?
Who's the Pinto Ron guy that like sprays the ketchup and the mustard in your face?
Yeah. Interesting.
I hope that he sprays some Frank's Red Hot right in all of your eyes.
Get hit by a green, you know what?
Give me some blue cheese. It'd be delicious.
Smack you across the face.
Oh, my goodness. Please break now.
All right.
Also, Perloff is 29 years old, according to Google.
Yeah. Add 30 years.
Yes, it's true. I know. It's hard to believe.
He's younger than Manny.
Yes, it's true. I know. It's hard to believe.
He's dating Jordan Hudson.
Up next.
I am legally married.
Yes, I am legally married. That's how you know your marriage is going awesome.
I am legally married.
Technically, legally, yes. Okay, we'll check in on Deion Sanders.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What's next?
Maggie's jamming out to this.
Mark your calendars. Taylor Swift making an appearance on the Kelce Brothers podcast. Because goodness knows, they don't get enough publicity. Let's give them a little shout out there. Let's get to Daily Dion.
Daily.
Do you believe that?
Dion.
You believe that?
Another person not lacking for clicks. Deion Sanders. Okay. This one was funny, though. And Zach Gelb is in for Perloff today. Here is Shiloh Sanders, explaining why he's not giving his father the jersey from his first preseason game. You'll remember Shiloh was an undrafted free agent signed by the Tampa Bay Bucks.
He didn't want it.
Why?
Because he's a Hall of Famer. He expects like 30 times more. He didn't want that jersey. I'm going to give it to my mom, though. No way.
Not even as a birthday gift.
No, you don't want it.
No.
I got to get like 3 picks or something for him to.
Oh, my goodness. That is some tough love.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget, you know, I had 2 sons, right?
You have 3, coach. Jenna Lane from ESPN is the woman's voice you heard there. So
what about Shiloh?
Deion's constantly telling us, don't forget about Shiloh, Zach. Then Shiloh does have a big play in a preseason game. Looks like he's doing okay. Maybe might make the 53. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, Todd Bowles is extremely complimentary of him. But when I'm listening to this and Shiloh's answer, like, we look at the Manning family.
Yeah.
And clearly to be accepted in that family, you need a Hall of Fame jacket and one Super Bowl ring. Like, right? That's what we're holding Arch to.
be accepted. That's funny.
What do you think Coach Prime needs from his sons for him to accept them?
Well, and let's not forget Shiloh.
Shiloh, apparently we're all not supposed to forget about Shiloh. Shiloh does something good in the preseason game, but that's not good enough. He will not give Deion won't accept the jersey. It's an interesting parenting technique to constantly keep your kids in a depth chart.
He ranks them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in my family, I know I'm number one, so it's not really that difficult. My sister, she's buried in the bottom of the depth chart. But in this case, I like that Coach Prime, because a lot of people that tap dance around this.
Yeah.
Oh, you can't have all my children. I like how he has a depth chart.
Yeah.
You may not like the results, like in Cleveland. We don't like the results right now with Shador Sanders being fourth, but at least there's a depth chart. At least you know where you stand.
I wonder if Shador is also fourth currently on Deion's personal depth chart.
I think he did it the other day, and he was either two or three, I want to say.
Tough family. Would you like to be ranked by your parents? I was bummed about this one. You know, listen, different parenting styles, you do you, Deion. But I was bummed about this one, that he wouldn't accept Shiloh's jersey as a gift because he didn't do enough in the preseason game. It's like, oh, but that's just me.
I just want Dad to love me is pretty much what Shiloh's saying.
I'm part of the participation era. So I think once you make it to the NFL, that's pretty cool. I'll take the jersey. He said his mom will take it.
Yeah. That's my adult. I belong to him.
There you go. That's your daily Deion for today. You know, EJ, I don't think we have enough time to do our college football teams. I'm going to sneak them in real fast.
Just want to do it real fast here.
Yeah, let's do it.
3 minutes.
Let's do it. We're going through college football teams four at a time. What would a successful season look like for these four teams? And let's get it started, EJ. Who's number one?
Yeah, let's go rapid fire here. Alabama. Successful season for the Crimson Tide.
Okay, so Ty Simpson wins the quarterback battle. Not that shocking. 9-4 last year. Got to be a college football playoff appearance this year for Alabama. And on top of that, no bad losses. Cannot slip up against Vandy. Can't slip up against a team like Oklahoma was bad last year. It's got to be college football playoff, Zach, and no bad losses.
Win a college football playoff game. That's what I think they need to do this year. There is an incredibly high standard that may not be good for some people, even if they just win a college football playoff game. They have the ability to go all the way this year, especially with their defense. I think Ty Simpson will be better than what people expect. Win a college football playoff game for me.
Let's go to the ACC. How about the Pitt Panthers? Successful season for them.
I'm going to say 8 wins. The ACC is fighting for the Big 12 to be the third best conference in college football. I like their quarterback. Narduzzi, I do believe, is an underrated coach. If Pitt gives me 8 wins this year, I don't know how you could be all that upset.
Successful season, I'm not expecting a lot, even with Eli Holstein there. 3 new additions on the offensive line. Just hasn't been awesome. They start off 7-0, finish the year 0-6. Like, this isn't the launch point to a great season. I'm going bowl eligible. That's about what I'm expecting.
How about Kurt Cignetti's crew, Indiana Hoosiers? A successful season for the Hoosiers would be?
Man, you can't fall off the table here. You just can't fall off a cliff. That would be my expectation, and a successful season doesn't have to be college football playoff, but has to be 8 or 9 wins is what I would say, and it's going to be tough because I think that it has to be, let's go 9-3. That would be successful. Playing Illinois, you're playing at Oregon, you're playing at Penn State. I think if you lose all 3 of those games, I don't think they're running you out of town. So 9-3.
Yeah, and the first 3 games of the season are absolute cupcakes because he's taking the SEC approach to scheduling. My standard was 9 wins. You get 9 wins, even if you don't make the college football playoff. I don't know how people could really troll Indiana for that.
And last is to go to the Big 12. A lot of money coming into this program. So new money. Texas Tech, a successful season for the Red Raiders would be?
Make the college football playoff. You know, I think they could win their conference. I don't think they are necessarily the sexy pick. That's Arizona State. But if Arizona State doesn't win it, I like Joey McGuire a lot. You go make college football playoff. I think that'd be a really successful season.
Yeah, 8-5 last year. If not now, when? I mean, I think that's what everyone's going to be asking with Texas Tech. They got a huge new football facility.
A lot of money.
2 new coordinators, I believe, 3 new offensive linemen. It's all about new change, except for the quarterback who's back, Baron Morton. College football playoff. I'm putting it right there with you. It's the Big 12. This is a winnable conference. And even if you come in second place, you're going to the college football playoff.
Yeah. And you look at a 12-team playoff format. You know, if Texas Tech missed a 14 college football playoff, no one's complaining.
Of course not.
Like, now you look at Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin, Lincoln Riley with USC, Brian Kelly with the LSU Tigers. I don't think people are going to crush Joey McGuire if he doesn't necessarily make the college football playoff. But those other coaches in a 12-team playoff, you almost have to make it now, or it's even more embarrassing.
I'm here with my family.
Oh, man. All right, there you go. Four college football teams.
Yeah, go Tigers.
He should be back coaching college.
Who gets a college job first? Again, Jimbo Fisher, Ed Orgeron. Two guys who won national championships.
Oh, Jimbo Fisher. Ed Orgeron, I have gone out with him one night at a same party. I don't think that dude's looking to come back to coach it anytime soon.
Did he keep a shirt on?
That dude is on the prowl, if you know what I'm saying. Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Looking for cougars.
Oh, boy. And that's unfortunate where we're going to have to leave it. Thank you, Zach. It's been phenomenal hosting with you the last 2 days. Thank you for getting up early with us. Thank you, EJ Stewart, Manny Rodriguez. Great to have you back. Thank you to Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan. Cannot do it without you guys. The Weedos, the coffee drinkers. Have yourself a great Tuesday.
And I'll write your name.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.